What's up, Playlisters? Brian from Playlist Wars here. Just want to let you know that while this show is on hiatus, both Gomez and I have separate shows that are part of the Playlist Wars extended universe, if you will. Gomez has the Sleevey G Show, which you can find at SleeveyGPodcasts.com. And I have a new show entitled My Weekly Mixtape, which you can find over at MyWeeklyMixtape.com. Both shows are also available on all podcast platforms just by searching Sleevey G Show or My Weekly Mixtape. And Playlist Wars will be back soon. Thank you guys so much for your continued support of the show.
This is Playlist Wars.
Welcome to Playlist Wars. I'm part of the dynamic duo. My name is Gomez, and I got my partner in crime here with me, my co-host, Brian Colburn. With our returning special guest, Sean Morton from Who's Your Band Podcast. Welcome, everybody.
What's up? What's up?
How is everybody doing today?
Good, Sean. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Wonderful. You gave me a topic, best road trip songs, and I have a road trip playlist. There's 2,672 songs on my playlist, and I got to narrow it down to 10. Thanks, both of you. Like, my OCD isn't bad enough.
Well, it comes down to, like, when we were talking on our last episode, how hard it is to do this. It's not an easy task, that's for sure.
It was a tough one, I'm not gonna lie. But here's how I think of it. See, Gomez, you got good music taste.
Thank you.
But kind of basic. Okay, I'm not saying you're a basic bitch. I'm just saying it's kind of basic. Okay. And Brian, he's a nerd. He's going to be putting like Beethoven and shit on here. And I'm going to beat him up for everything that he says. So
we'll see about that.
Basically, what I'm telling everybody, all your listeners, is I'm winning this one hands down. It's not even a question.
Okay. He's got some, the third place winner of Poison's got some brass ones tonight. I'm liking this.
My list is unbeatable.
The reason why a playlist like this is tough is because road trip songs could mean so many different things.
True.
To who you talk to. So one of my buddies that's a listener of the show, Chris, his road trip songs would be all country and Jimmy Buffett. And to him, that is the premier type playlist. For me tonight, I'm actually going straight up meat and potatoes, guitar, rock and roll.
Okay.
Hold on. And can I describe what happened on our last road trip with my car when your playlist the last time?
Yeah, but that was when we put on stand-up comedy, and apparently stand-up comedy and your car don't mix.
David Chappelle's fault.
That's what you get for listening to Chappelle on the road, apparently.
Exactly.
Break down cars.
So anyway, tonight's show format is pretty simple. Our topic is road trip jams, and we've each individually created a playlist with our top 10 favorites, none of which have been shared between us prior to this taping. Throughout the episode, we're going to each reveal our track 1 through track 10, one by one, and craft what we feel is the perfect road trip playlist. After the episode, we turn it over to you, our amazing listeners, to vote via the link in our show notes or at PlaylistWarsPodcast.com to decide which one of us got it right. In those same show notes or on our website, you can also listen to each one of our playlists just in case you want to quote-unquote hear where we're coming from with our choices. One extra point before we get started. Since the odds are really thin for us getting any crossovers or trifectas tonight, if a band or artist is talked about and you have that same band or artist on your list, but you chose a different song, that would be the time to talk about it. So with that being said, Sean, our esteemed guest, put the pedal to the metal and kick us off with track 1.
Okay. One of the greatest songs of the last 10 years, one of my favorite bands. We are all from New Jersey. They are the new quintessential New Jersey sound, I believe. I'm going with the Gaslight Anthem, and I'm going with their song 45 off of the Handwritten album. What is hysterical?
I don't know.
That's my track 9, baby.
You gotta be kidding me.
Hand to God, that is my track 9.
And guess what? It's not on my list, so I don't need to talk about it then.
Sean, I absolutely love this track. This is everything that the Gaslight Anthem's music is to me. It's one of those songs that if you're not listening to it and you're not speeding a little bit and the top's not down, you're doing the song wrong. This is just a perfect summer road trip tune. Couldn't agree more.
No question. And it's, you know, they filmed it outside the Stone Pony, so it just reeks of Asbury Park. When this song came out, I really think that this was their biggest hit at that moment, too. People forget their first album, Sink or Swim, which is a great independent record. They put out 59 Sound. That kind of broke them out. American Slang, hot garbage. Not going to lie. Hate that album. And then they put out this one, which to me is their greatest album they ever put out. This is track one off that album. I even got lyrics from one of the songs on that album tattooed on me, too. Like, this is how much that record means to me.
That's awesome.
It is definitely, like you said, if you have a convertible, pull the top down. If you got a Jeep, rip the top off. If you got like a regular SUV, go fast under a low bridge and take the top off. Because you need to have everything open when you blast this song.
Couldn't agree more. Could not agree more. And the B-side, if you get the single of it, includes a really cool Tom Petty cover. So look that up if you're a vinyl
You got lucky, right?
Yeah.
It's on the extended version of the album.
Oh, okay, cool. You get it there too. Awesome.
Yes, and they also do a cover of Sliver by Nirvana on that as well.
Ooh, interesting. I'm gonna have to look up. I only have the standard edition. I didn't realize they put out a deluxe, so I'll be seeking that out now.
Yep.
Gomez, track one.
Track one for me is actually going to be Poison. Nothing but a good time. Again, I thought it was one of those road trip songs when you're going out, doesn't matter if it's family or with friends, and you want to hear a good song. And I thought this was just a perfect one to go with because I actually do enjoy it. It's actually on my playlist of our road trip songs. It's my number one, actually.
Well, look, I said everything I need to say about this song on the Poison episode, so I'm going to tell our listeners, if you're a Poison fan, episode 3 is Sean, and we are talking nothing but Poison. And I said everything I want to say about that song then. Great road trip song, but did not make my list.
Mine either.
Okay, well, I didn't get your first either, so we're good.
All right. So, my track one. You cannot have a road trip without Tom Petty. And with Tom Petty, I'm going with Running Down a Dream, Mike Campbell's massive guitar riff. And again, I said so much about this song on a Tom Petty episode with Ben Montgomery from Records Revisited. Check that episode out. But Tom Petty was made for road trips. That's why all the country artists sing about listening to Tom Petty. You can't not kick off a road trip playlist without Petty. Running Down a Dream.
He's definitely the crossover, I believe, for a lot of genres too. You know, he's a great rock and roller, but you know, country people admire him. Southern rock fans like him. I don't think it's a bad choice. I really don't.
Did you put anything from Tom Petty on yours?
Absolutely not.
Oh, Gomez.
Negative.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm telling you, I went more rock heavy and a couple pops here and there, but that's about it.
All right. Well, I'm curious. Track two, let's have it.
Track two, it has a special place in my heart. It's a great band, Jimmy Eat World. Not the song you'd think that everybody would pick. I picked a song called Big Casino.
Okay, interesting.
It's got a great hook in the middle. And the reason why I picked this song, it's a great driving song, but I have made a promise that when I get my first either Netflix or Comedy Central or HBO special, this is the song that I walk out to.
I absolutely love that song. So much so, Sean, you're going to say I'm just saying this. I had a list of 15 songs that I had to pare down to 10,
mm-hmm.
and Big Casino was the last one that I was really trying to sneak into my list. That's my favorite Jimmy Eat World song by far. The first time I heard it, I was actually in Toronto for a conference for my job at the time, and I heard that song, and I literally had to stop what I was doing and sit down and just take the whole song in because it just blew my mind.
Yep.
I did not expect something that powerful from Jimmy Eat World, and it actually made me a bigger fan of the band.
I agree.
Absolutely love the pick. Fantastic song, and literally missed my playlist by one song.
Interesting. Very interesting. I don't know if I should be honored or if I should punch myself in the face.
Nerd.
No, definitely not.
Gomez, did it make your list?
No, it did not. Sorry. I do like Jimmy Eat World, though. They are a very good man.
Well, we're with that. We're back to you then. Track two, man.
Track two. I actually went somewhere in the 80s here a little bit. and I did Eddie Money, Two Tickets to Paradise.
Not bad.
And why not? I would love to go back to Turks and Caicos, I'll tell you. Matter of fact, I remember when my wife and I were going on our honeymoon, and at Newark Airport, for some reason, this song was playing right as we were getting to Newark.
It's probably on an endless loop, dude.
probably going through customs and all that. And it's just a great song. I love it. There was more to it, learning about this song, that Eddie Money's girlfriend at the time, his girlfriend's mother didn't like him. She wanted her to marry a doctor or something with more money.
What do you mean? He was more money?
No.
God, I hate you both.
Such a dork. And Brian, you might laugh at this one, but it was in a video game. And I'm going to tell you, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Dude, every song I think in the last seven episodes has been from that.
You know what? They had a huge... San Andreas had like this awesome classic rock, hard rock. Yeah, I think they actually had some hip-hop too. They had all these stations. So when you're driving the car or you're running away from the cops, like usual for me, you know, you hear all these great songs. So that was in that game too.
Interesting. Yeah. Now, I'll give you a hat tip on Eddie Money. Out of the 15 songs I had pared down, one of them was Take Me Home Tonight. Absolutely love that song, Two Tickets to Paradise, Shake. And I mean, he was such a great artist. I was so sad when he passed. He was still playing music and getting out on and playing shows and stuff. Just such a fantastic snapshot of the 80s. Great pick. Unfortunately, didn't make my list.
I'll tell you, Take Me Home Tonight I was flip-flopping between these two songs for my number two. I love both songs. But just because it was it just reminded me when I went on my honeymoon, it just edged it out very little.
Sean?
Not on my list. And if I did, I'd take the Hinder version of Take Me Home Tonight over Eddie Money.
Oh, I love Hinder's version.
That's a good version.
That's a great, great, great cover. I actually had to seek out two versions of that CD because the only way to get their cover version was from the Walmart Deluxe Edition. Mm-hmm. So when you'd buy that, the rest of the regular songs were all censored. So I actually had to have two copies of it. One with the actual songs that are uncensored and then the Walmart because of the bonus tracks.
Did you find it at a garage sale for 25 cents on a Saturday?
Not that one, but many others.
He did go to Walmart though. It's like every other episode he goes to Walmart and buys a CD.
Well, not anymore. They don't have them.
The Walmart up by me still has CDs and vinyl.
The one we have has maybe a half a rack of vinyl and two shelves of CDs, and it's just like a bunch of randomly picked stuff. You're not going to get new releases and stuff.
You got to go out of New Jersey to the Walmart. You go to these Pennsylvania and New York State Walmarts. That's the meeting ground for everybody, and that's when they have everything.
All right. I'll have to hit next road trip. We'll hit all the Walmarts and do some CD shopping. So, all right, my track two. One of my favorite singers of the last 20 years, when I saw her perform at the Love for Levon concert with my father, she did a cover of I Shall Be Released by the Band. And it literally brought both my father and I to tears, as it did 90% of the audience. There's an actual Blu-ray of this. And if you look on YouTube, you can see the performance. The person I'm talking about is Grace Potter, one of the best female singers for rock music in the last 20 years. And the song I chose, not the cover, because to me, that just shows how amazing her voice is, and I wanted to use that to lead up to. It's the title track from her amazing album with the Nocturnals, The Lion, The Beast, The Beat. From the opening, where it's this rhythmic structure that kind of drives the song into the manic riff and the rest of the tune, it's a perfect get caught speeding song. Love it. And Grace Potter, Lion, The Beast, The Beat, track two.
I've never even heard it.
Really?
Yeah, not a big Grace Potter. I don't go deep with Grace Potter. I know Ooh La La. That's about it.
Dude, this song blows Ooh La La out of the water.
I'll check it out.
Dude, it's an absolutely amazing album, start to finish.
I may have to go get that right now, actually.
All right. Well, there you go. Well, before you do that, track three.
Track three is my cheese pick, because you have to have a cheese pick. And for me, this song is just about summer. I always think of summer when I hear this song. I picture driving down to Seaside trying to spend $130 on stupid crane games to win a goddamn stuffed turtle. I picked And We Danced by the Hooters.
All right.
All right.
It's a fun song. You can't be in a bad mood when you hear this song. It's very light. A lot of people don't know that the Hooters actually played on Cyndi Lauper's She's So Unusual. Mm-hmm. But it's just a fun, happy song. There's no pretense to it. It's all about just getting the girl dancing in the moonlight. And it's got a really killer beat to it. And I just love it. Since I was a little kid, it's one of my favorite songs.
One of the premier songs of the 80s. Absolutely love the tune. Unfortunately, didn't make my list.
Same here.
Because you don't know good music.
Until it smacks at us in our face, right?
Let's just put Grace Potter on the list. Oh, let me hit the open road. And let me just put on some Grace Potter.
Ugh. When you hear it, you'll text me back and be like, Brian, I'm sorry.
Those words will never come out of my mouth. Yeah,
listen, I don't think Sean will ever text it to you, write it to you, blow a kiss to you on that. He'll never say those words.
You'll never get
it. Regardless if you say those words or not, I don't care. You're going to love the song. I promise.
He won't admit it.
Gomez, track three.
Track three. I went a little different route on my third track. I went with the Blue Oyster Cult, Don't Fear the Reaper. I just love the sound of the song, the whole entire thing with the cowbell, the guitar riff. You're hearing a good classic tune, and it just sounds great when you're driving.
I like the classic rock pick, and I guess you had a fever.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. I can't hear that song and not think of that skit. That skit, to me, is more iconic than the song.
I despise Will Ferrell.
Well, in this instance, the funny goes to Christopher Walken, not Will Ferrell in this one. But regardless, unfortunately, the song did not make my list. Sean?
No. Does not make my top 10,000 song list either.
All right. For my track three, I went with one of my favorite bands of all time. This song came out in 96 when I was driving back and forth to North Carolina. This song was ready-made for the radio and ready-made for road trips in 96, and it's still the same now. Blues Travelers, Carolina Blues. John Popper's a friggin' legend. The guitar stylings of Chan Kinchla to open that song just gets you grooving. This song is Southern rock perfection with Popper's harmonica that damn near hits electric guitar levels in this tune. I've seen them live more times than any other band, and this song is always part of the set lists when we see them, and it's always a highlight. I get it. It's one of their quote-unquote hit songs. It's not as big as Run Around or Hook or The Mountains Win Again, but this was one of their hits, and damn it, I lose my mind every time they play this song because it's just so much fun, and it just makes me so friggin' happy every time I hear it, so I guarantee it's not on either one of your lists, so I'll just close up with saying we need more Blues Traveler music. Thank you and good night.
All right. Here's my pick number four. I'm not even acknowledging it. The guy opens for freaking Blues Traveler one time, and all of a sudden he's got to like be on their job.
I was a fan of them long before I had the chance to open for them.
Christ. All right. So again, going back to New Jersey. You can't talk about New Jersey without talking about Bruce Springsteen. I don't know if anybody has Bruce Springsteen on their list, but for me, driving is about being happy. It's not about being sad, morose, angry, any of that stuff. For me, driving is a release. It's about being happy and getting away from everything. For me, the Bruce Springsteen song to drive to is Out in the Street from the River.
Okay.
It's a very happy song they took. For years, they talk about the blacks and whites they drove by. I thought they were talking about being racial. Apparently, they're talking about cops. I had no idea. It's just one of his fun songs, you know? And I got to see him perform this song a couple times live. And I was like a little kid jumping up and down, losing my mind hearing it. And it's just one of my go-tos. It's one of my absolute go-tos.
Man, I had Bruce Springsteen on my list. And I removed it at the last second for another song. And I had a toss-up. I hand to God, dude, I am not lying here. It was between Out in the Street and Ghosts from his newest album.
Ghosts is probably the best song that he's written in the last 25 years.
Oh, my God, dude. Every time I hear it, the hair on my arm stands up. I feel that song.
Yeah.
every time I hear it.
Absolutely.
When they're doing the la la la's at the end, which you would think would be so generic, you literally, it just warms your heart. And seeing them perform it on SNL last year, I had tears in my eyes. It was just such a beautiful song. And, you know, anyone who's lost anyone that's important to them, it's celebrating their amazing lives. And it's a sad song, but it just feels so forward-looking and positive. But anyway, Out in the Street is probably my all-time favorite Bruce Springsteen song.
Yeah.
Ghost quickly moved right up to underneath that.
I got to agree with you. I have to, and I hate doing that, but I have to agree with you. It's my favorite Bruce song, but Ghost is it's a different level song. The whole album's fantastic. The whole new album is really,
really
good.
I haven't heard the song yet, so I got to check that song out. I love Bruce.
Oh, you're going to love this song. It's going to make it's you're going
to
love it.
Yeah, I got to see him once live in concert, which I was very happy to say that. And I couldn't do it this time.
And then because I love to drop cover songs, I don't know if you remember this, Sean, but back in the 90s, Adam Sandler had an HBO special.
Yep, and he did it. I remember.
And he did it. He opened with it. And at the time, Adam Sandler was one of the biggest comedians. Everyone talked about his skits, the CDs that he had put out. When he opened with that song, I'm like, oh my God, he's opening with one of my favorite Bruce Springsteen songs. That is the strangest thing, because I did not expect that in a million years. And he actually did a good job on it, believe it or not.
He did. And I can't stand them. And he actually really did do a good job on it.
Gomez, track four.
So my track four, I'm going to go again with the 80s. And I actually went with Dire Straits, Walk of Life. Something about that song. It's like upbeat, kind of makes you happy. And just makes you want to just go in the car, drive, and sing as loud as you can, which I can't sing for anything. For
neither can your co-host.
and our guest.
You know, I sang a bunch of times at karaoke. Brian knows I probably was the worst singer ever, probably through it. And he always tried to pump me up, saying, no, you did a good job, which I stunk.
I said, no, I always led with drink this. You did a good job.
Yeah, drink more, Gomez. You'll thank us later.
Absolutely love the tune. We've been covering that since Colburn and Company started. It's one of my favorite Dire Straits tunes.
Damn it, I should have just changed it. No, I'm only kidding.
Unfortunately, didn't make my list, but I will say, Gomez, if you like Dire Straits' version, mm-hmm. I know you're not the biggest country guy in the world, but Shooter Jennings does a fantastic cover of it.
I will say that
you should look up.
My taste of country has dynamically changed the last couple of years.
Okay, look it up. Shooter Jennings, great cover of it.
All right, I'll definitely check that out.
Sean?
Not on my list. I do agree. Shooter Jennings is amazing. My thoughts of Walk of Life is going back to my old wrestling days in the 80s of watching Saturday Night Main Event. And they played this song at a water park. And I just remember watching a junkyard dog flying down a water slide to this song.
That's awesome. you can't go wrong with that now. I mean, seeing the junkyard dog on a water slide with this song,
you'll never not think of it now.
Yeah, no, that's burned in my brain forever.
That is
now
burned. Yeah, but it's awesome though.
It really is.
All right, Brian.
Yeah, I'm up to my track four now. The band that I chose for track four, to me, is tied with Tesla as the most underrated hard rock band of the 80s.
Okay, so what Cinderella song did you pick?
Gypsy Road. How'd you know?
It's a great listen. There, you're absolutely right. They kind of got lumped into the whole hair metal vibe just because they had big hair, but they were so much more than a hair metal band. They were one of the best blues rock bands in a long ass time, and that is probably their top one or two songs, I would say.
It's one of their signature anthems. I mean, the whole Long Cold Winter album comes with me on pretty much any road trip. I just love it. It's got a mix of hard rock, blues. It's got the power ballad, and they just do it all so well. And then after that, you had Heartbreak Station, which was kind of their Rolling Stones meets blues rock kind of masterpiece. I love everything Cinderella ever did, including Tom Kiefer's solo stuff, has all been fantastic. And to me, yeah, Gypsy Road is that little bit of a driving all night type song. But man, that chorus, the windows down, you're singing along at the top of your lungs, and it's just so much fun. And yeah, I had to go with that.
Not a bad pick, but not on my list.
Same here.
Sean, track five.
one of my favorite live bands, and I've only seen them, I think, 4 or 5 times at this point. Dropkick Murphys.
Oh, my God.
Now, you can pick almost any song from the Dropkick Murphys. But for me, I picked The Boys Are Back.
Okay. That's actually a decent tune, actually.
I know it is. That's why I picked it. Everybody always goes, I'm shipping up to Boston. Nah, please.
Spell, I can't like that song just being from New York. So
I don't care about that. Yeah, The Boys Are Back is just like a really, they open with this almost every show. And the song's been out about 10 years now. The last time I saw them was on St. Patrick's Day in Boston.
Oh, Jesus.
Nice.
Yeah. At 4 o'clock in the afternoon, because they knew everybody was getting ridiculously drunk after that.
You think?
Yeah. It's just a great opening track for them. It's just about having your crew together and you're all going out in the town one night. And for me, it's my favorite Dropkick song on top of all of it.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah, mine would be either Kiss Me, I'm Shit-Faced or Spicy McHaggis Jig. I love the Murphys, man. They are so much fun.
They are an amazing live band.
And their newest, Turn Up the Dial, is great. And yeah. You could just tell that they're aging with us because a lot of the themes of the songs are very relatable to, you know, someone in their 40s, let's just say.
Oh, yeah. And their next album's going to have songs about gout and erectile dysfunction. It'd be great.
Why I can't jump up and down anymore.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Unfortunately, it didn't make my list, but love, love, love the pick, man. I can't wait to do a Dropkick Murphys episode. That's on my short list.
That's going
to
be like next year for St. Patty's week.
Oh, God, man. Yeah. That we're going to do 2 episodes in 1 week. It's going to be Dropkick Murphys and Flogging Molly, double episode. God, I heard it here first.
But we're going to have to do a drunken. We have to do like 3 episodes. You have to do drunken Irish songs, too.
So my list would be Dropkick Murphys and Flogging Molly.
Yeah, but you really need to open up your ears and then listen to some of the other Irish tunes.
Yeah, it says the guy with the last name of Gomez. I'll figure.
But hey, at least I learned to love some of the other stuff too.
Well, what's the other stuff you love? Track 5.
Track 5. All right, I know I'm going to be made fun of this one. So I went with a song that kind of goes back a little bit. I went with War, Lowrider. Go ahead, Brian. I'm waiting to hear.
I'm laughing just because you thought we would laugh at you.
No, it's a great song.
I love the song.
Okay, no, because I know you too well, Brian. That's why. I just love this song. It's just a great song, and it's in a ton of movies, like Cheech and Chong's Up in Smoke. Even more famous in Dazed and Confused. And one of my favorite car movies, Gone in 60 Seconds with Nicolas Cage, where they're all trying to get amped up. They steal 50 cars in one night, and he's like, Lowrider, Donnie, Lowrider. And they're all thinking about him, boom. And yes, it wasn't in another video game, actually. MLB 2008, The Show.
And Grand Theft Auto, I'm sure.
No,
right?
actually, yes, it was in Grand Theft Auto. Why would it not be in Grand Theft Auto? Come on, you're stealing a car for crying out loud. They did have Impalas in the game. Might as well go with it.
Dude, I love the song. To me, Lowrider is one of those songs for when you're at the beach and driving around with the top down. Like, it just feels like that type of vibe. For me, if I were to pick a War song, I would have picked the one they did with Eric Burdon of the Animals, Spill the Wine. To me, that always just was just such a fantastic, fun song. But I love Lowrider. Obviously, you got the Korn version and Blues Traveler's version, which are both great for cover songs. I love the pick.
Not bad. Not a bad pick at all.
I thought I was going to be made fun of.
No, it's just, there's a lot more things to make fun of you about.
Yes, I know.
not War. You know what I mean?
Well, my track 5, I'm sticking with this 80s hard rock vibe here because the 80s were great for hard guitar rock. And one of the signature bands of that is The Cult. And I went with Fire Woman. This is a song where when the top is down and they hit that chorus, you're singing at the top of your lungs. The guitars are just so big and mighty, and the song's got a groove to it that it's just perfect for driving a little bit too fast, and it sounds just as relevant now as it did when it came out. Just a fantastic
tune. It reminds me of like being in a trashy strip bar in like Clifton.
Gee, I wonder which one you're talking about back in the day.
Yeah, exactly. The one token rock girl comes up and they play like Fire Woman and Girls, Girls, Girls. And freaking
God bless America.
The good old days. I'm talking about Tuesday.
I guess the Playlist Wars strip clubs episode will be coming soon.
Oh, that'd be great.
Oh, man, I would actually go for that one.
See, Brian, you'll appreciate this. I'm just gonna jump in for a second. So back in the day when we would go to Hot 22 in Union for bachelor parties, they would do a thing called the treatment, which where you would pay, I think it was like $75, and the bachelor goes on stage, and then like they take his belt off, they whip him, stuff like that, but it's for three songs. So my friend said, "You're in charge of the songs." I said, "Okay." So the guy goes, "What three do you want?" I go, "Well, we're gonna start off with Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner by Iron Maiden." Just 22 minutes long. Inagada De Vita. And The Change of Seasons by Dream Theater.
Oh, my nice. Oh, my God. So a 10-minute lap dance on stage embarrassing the heck out of somebody.
An hour and 17 minutes, Gomez.
Wow. And they actually allowed it?
No, they cut it off after the first song.
Oh, okay. In theory, you thought you got your money's worth.
Oh, my God. That is classic right there.
Oh, yeah. That's going to the screenplay.
And that's so Jersey style, too.
Oh, yeah. Total dirtbag.
Well, at that point, we are at the halfway mark. Here's where you'd flip the vinyl record over, flip the cassette around, and the CD and playlist just keep on rolling. Sean, we're back to you for track six, man. So far, no trifectas as expected.
No. And I don't think anybody's going to pick this one either. For me, I want to go a little harder with a couple of them, and this is one of the harder ones. I'm going with Iron Maiden, and picked Run to the Hills.
Good song. Oh, man, I wish I made them my list, though.
Great song. You have to play air drums to it consistently. Otherwise, you're not a real Iron Maiden fan. You have to almost crash your car while you're playing air drums. If you do it as a passenger, it does not count. You have to be doing it as the driver. So make sure that your legs are strategically positioned up, so that way your knees can control the steering wheel while you're playing the drum fills in that song. One of the best songs. I had to do a flip between this and Wasted Years, which is my favorite Iron Maiden song. But this is more of a driver song.
You see, Sean, you mentioned my favorite Iron Maiden song from your strip club story.
Okay.
I would have went with Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner, because to me, that is just a fantastic highway road trip tune. Just because it's so long, but it doesn't feel long. So you get to kind of knock a big chunk of driving out because it's so well done. But I love Run to the Hills too. So I unfortunately no Maiden on my playlist, but I like what you're doing there.
That did not make my list either, but your list is really solid, John. I'm beginning to want to listen to your list more than mine now.
You give up. I'm staying strong with mine.
No, I'm not giving up. I'm giving him a compliment.
You're just kissing his ass so he doesn't make fun of you.
No, not really. He still makes fun of me if I kissed his ass.
Very true.
So it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
See, when I make fun of you, Gomez, it's because I feel like I'm picking on Brian a little too much. I got to just throw a couple jabs your way, but they're never meant. I don't ever mean to make fun of you. I just don't want you to feel neglected. You know what I mean? And I don't want it to seem like I'm being a real dick by picking on Brian, because trust me, if I really wanted to, this could be an hour and a half roast of Brian Colburn. Okay, let's just get
it. It could be.
Ooh.
Oh, and our next episode, Brian.
Playlist Wars, Brian Colburn roast. But first, track six, Gomez.
So I went, again, 80s. I think my playlist is somewhat in the 80s. I went with Bon Jovi, Want the Dead or Alive. Probably one of my favorite songs from him. You know, the song also got a lot of play in movies and TV shows like Discovery Channel's The Deadliest Catch. It was the opening theme song. Kind of surprised on this one. It was in Scooby-Doo 2, the movie, which I've never seen, but I kind of thought it was funny. And one of the dumbest kind of funny movies. I like it. I don't know why, but it's Wild Hogs with Travolta.
Oh.
I thought it was hilarious because that's when Travolta wrecks the motorcycle club's bar. Mm-hmm. But they're stealing the motorcycle and you hear that song. It's just so funny seeing that part. But the song is just, it means a lot. Poor guy's now a Philadelphia guy. You know, he means nothing to me now since he's no longer a New Jersey resident. So, but he represented Jersey back in the day, so I'll still give him some credit. And I really got to see him twice live, and I thought he did the song awesome live.
I like the pick. It's not my favorite Bon Jovi song, but it's probably, it would be in my top 10, I would think, if this was a Bon Jovi episode. Unfortunately, no Bon Jovi on my list, but great tune. Nothing bad to say about it.
Yeah, not on my list either. And I, you know, being a child of the 80s as well, you grew up listening to the Slippery When Wet album. Mm-hmm. It was a great song. And then one time an old coworker ruined this song for me because he hated Bon Jovi with a passion. And he would go, "Yeah, you're a cowboy from Sayreville." And every time I can't hear the song anymore because it just makes me laugh my ass off because he's so right.
All right. I'm sorry, Sean. You know, I will never say that to you, though.
Well, I am from Sayreville, but I'm not a cowboy.
There you go.
Brian.
Track 6. All right. I'm going with one of my favorite Southern rock bands of the last 20 years. I've been singing these guys' praises anytime I can. To me, they're one of the most underrated bands in the country right now. And I feel like they should be a household name considering all the bands they've played with. And they just haven't taken that step up yet, but I feel they will. And it's Blackberry Smoke with Best Seat in the House.
Should have known.
Dude, these guys are absolutely fantastic. They are what the Allman Brothers, what Lynyrd Skynyrd, what all the greats of Southern rock were. These guys bring that level to their original music. And with that being said, I went with one of my favorite originals from them. It's from the Find a Light album. It's a song called Best Seat in the House. Has nothing to do with driving, but when you're driving and listening to that song, you just want to crank it up to 10 and sing every last word.
Brian, you are a true man to your word. It feels like every episode we do bring up Blackberry Smoke. And I'm going to say this now. We're going to have to do an episode about them.
Oh, I cannot wait to do an episode on these guys.
I'm going
to
say it now on this show. Tonight, we will set it up for you, Brian. I promise you this, okay?
All right.
Because I know you love them, and I feel like we talk almost every episode they pop up.
They have become one of my most favorite bands, especially over the last 10 years. Their albums just keep getting better and better and better every time.
And I promise we will talk about them, and we will do a good playlist wars for them.
All right, but I'm guessing with that nice gesture, that means you don't have them on your list.
No, they didn't make my list.
Sean?
Didn't make my list either, but I am close personal friends with Charlie Starr, so I could probably make that happen for you, Brian.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
No, not at all.
You just made Brian's night.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. But I will dangle this over his head forever.
Why am I not surprised? Why am I not surprised?
Now, have you guys ever been to Times Square for New Year's Eve?
No.
Okay. Yes, once.
Once. Okay, so you know the mayhem that it is over there.
Oh, yeah.
I have never gone my entire life. I decided about 7 years ago to buy a present for my mom for Christmas. I bought her tickets to go to Nashville. And she had never been on a plane before. So what they do is they have Broadway down there, which is it's an amazing strip. And we got to see Blackberry Smoke open for Hank Williams Jr.
Oh, what a lot.
Out on the street,
oh my God.
80,000 cool. people. And it was one of the most amazing experiences. It was like 7 degrees. It was absolutely freezing, but they were unreal. They were. And then I love the band. I really do. And I have to agree with Brian. This is killing me. This is killing me. It's like third time. I just want to beat my own brains in. But yeah, they are a very underrated band by far. And they should be a lot bigger than they are. I think they have a very good cult following, but this is what I hate. Regular radio and like modern radio, because this is a band that should be all over it.
Amen. 100%.
And they're not.
And this is why I kind of don't listen to radio anymore, because of the fact that and I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with some songs that get overplayed, but hearing something over and over and over and over again, it does start to lose the factor where I can go to Spotify. Name drop on Playlist Wars. You know, even on my Apple, my old Apple iPad, once in a while, just to hear different things now, it just makes me feel kind of good. And finding some of the old stuff, like listening to some of the old 80s again, like, oh man, I remember this song, brings back memories. The radio killed a lot of stuff now.
Yeah, the day I got my first iPod, I knew that the industry was going to change forever. I just knew. And I was right. Sadly, because as a guy who has worked in radio and has crafted his career around it, I want the industry to succeed. But the adaptation over to the digital world was just not a smooth one, and they're paying the price for it. But that's another discussion for another time. Sean, yes. Track 7.
Okay, so I went a little different with this one. I'm sure Brian's heard it. I guarantee you Gomez has not heard it. But I guarantee you, once he does, he's going to love the song. It's a cover. I went with Black Betty.
Oh, God. I know the song.
But by Spiderbait.
Okay, I don't know them, but I know the song.
So they're a band that put out some decent originals, but they completely annihilate this cover of Black Betty to the point where it's 1,000 times better than the Ram Jam version.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's great. It's great.
One of the few songs I can say is actually a better cover than the original song.
Wow. Okay, then I really have to listen to that one.
Yeah, it's a great one. And they named a strip club right down the block from my house after it, too. They really did. There's Black Betty's strip club on Route 9. I think it's either Sayreville or South Amboy. It's been there forever. It's known as like a rock strip club. But the greatest thing ever is right next door to where a guy opened up a burger joint called Bam-a-Lam Burgers. So you have Black Betty's and then Bam-a-Lam right next to it.
That is absolutely brilliant. I'm surprised that that strip hasn't become a meme.
Right? How amazing is that?
That's incredible.
That is actually really cool. I would have to check it out one night or day or something.
Might want to do that one on the down low. But Gomez, we're up to you for track 7. That is if Spiderbait didn't make your list.
No. But I will check that out, Sean. But my track 7, I actually went a little bit of a, I don't know, a little harder rock or a little metal, you could say. I went with Guns N' Roses' Paradise City. It's just a kick ass song. Seeing Axl in that white leather jacket and then that concert, I guess they did a live out show for it for MTV. It
Giant was just, Stadium.
Was it Giant Stadium?
They opened for Aerosmith.
Yep.
Okay. And let me tell you, I just love the song, and just driving and listening to the song, it just like feels like when I go down to Wildwood, that is Paradise City for me, because I'm not in North Jersey. I'm down south somewhere. Enjoying the beach, you know what I mean? And it just goes well with me driving down the shore.
One of my two favorite bands of all time. One of my least favorite songs by them.
Ooh, sorry.
No, not a bad thing. Like, I had an argument. I had like a full-blown argument with a friend that said Rocket Queen is their best song, and it's my least favorite song on that album. And I hate it when they play it live. I don't know what it is about the song. I just can't stand it. I think Paradise City for me is just a little overplayed.
Yeah, it is. But I mean, it's one of those songs I can never get tired of hearing either.
And I'm actually shocked you didn't drop the movie reference, Gomez. Can't Hardly Wait in the 90s.
You know what? I want to say that movie was not one of my favorites. That's why
I liked it. But anyway, I don't have any Guns N' Roses on my list, but I do have a solo song from Slash with Miles Kennedy.
Driving Rain.
Driving Rain.
Basic bitch.
I'll give you basic. You wouldn't say that to Slash if you met him in person. Come on, man. That's one of the best hard rock songs of the last 10 years. The first time I heard that riff, I'm like, that riff is one of Slash's most monstrous riffs ever, including in Guns N' Roses. That riff is a beast. And I hate to say it, Guns N' Roses forces Slash to play songs from Chinese Democracy, and Guns N' Roses has done some Velvet Revolver tunes. The fact that Driving Rain isn't in Guns N' Roses Not In This Lifetime tour set list is a travesty, because I'd love to hear Axl sing it. I absolutely love the tune.
I kind of like what they do with the Velvet Revolver stuff, but I also agree that they shouldn't do Slash's songs. I'm the opposite way. I don't think they should do Slash's songs. I think it's a little different. They're not doing Duff McKagan, loaded songs. You know what I mean?
True. Yeah.
But I definitely understand why they do the Velvet Revolver stuff. But no, honestly, it's an amazing song. It really is an amazing. And you're right. That riff is just off the charts.
Didn't make your list?
No. I was just letting you guys go on because you guys always have interesting conversations. So I allow you guys to speak. Because I learn out of it from you, both of you guys, you know what I mean?
Well, go buy a copy of Driving Rain when we're done, or at least go stream it.
Maybe, I don't know.
You'll like it, trust me.
I'll listen to it, calm down.
So that was my track 8, we're going back to my track 7. So my playlist is getting kind of filled up pretty quickly here, but regardless, this next one is, to me, one of the most fun songs to come out in the 90s. And it was not even a single for the band. However, when I say the song name, it is one of the most popular non-single songs of the 90s. And it's Weezer, Surf Wax America from the Blue Album. The song just screams fun. And you just want to sing it at the top of your lungs, like a lot of the songs on my list. And the song Damn Rocks. It was, you know, back in the early days when Weezer had almost this punk aspect to it. And it's my absolute favorite song on the Blue Album and completely perfect summer road trip tune.
Weezer did not make my list at all.
Yeah. Got to agree. Listen, we were just talking off air about Weezer. And, you know, I don't go super deep, but I will tell you that the new Van Weezer album was definitely in the running for my favorite album of the year so far. I think it is absolutely amazing.
And if you go back and listen to the OK Human album that came out a few months earlier, you'll have two albums that are vying for your top album of the year. Because I agree, they're both just fantastic albums, both of them.
You're not wrong.
All right, Sean, track eight.
Track eight. Went with a newer hard rock band. I shouldn't say newer, it's been around 15 years, but one of my favorites. And again, friends with a member of the band too. You know what I mean? That's how I roll. Volbeat, I'm going with. And I'm picking and a song off the new record, actually, called Die to Live.
Good one.
It's a killer, killer song. They actually bring a piano into the song. They have Neil Fallon from Clutch singing on it as well. They do a version without him, which honestly, it's not as good. This is one of those drive fast songs. And I got to tell you, Volbeat with their next album is going to wind up being the biggest rock band in the world.
They should be.
They should be.
I think they're absolutely incredible. The first time I saw them opening for Metallica, my wife sat next to me. It was Volbeat, Lamb of God, and Metallica. And I said, mark my words, Volbeat will be bigger than Lamb of God one day. I don't think they'll ever be bigger than Metallica.
No.
But they will be bigger than Lamb of God.
I saw them with Machine Head and Metallica in Vegas. And that was just, you knew you were seeing something different. I could think of, I think they had one or maybe their second album out. But they, you know, as an opening slot on Metallica, that's probably one of the hardest gigs that you're going to have to play. Because their fans are just so ridiculously loyal to Metallica. That they just want to see that band.
Yeah, they're almost insulted that you're there wasting their time before Metallica comes out.
Right, like just play for 3.5 hours. Don't bring any of these schlubs with us. Machine Head, one of my favorite bands of all time, they blew them out of water. They absolutely destroyed them.
Really?
And I was a fan that day. I was like, who is this band? I think I only heard The Only One to Be With You cover at that point. And then when I saw them live, I was like, this band's going to be a monster. And then when guy that I know took over the guitar player duties in Volbeat.
Rob
Caggiano just completely changed the sound of the band. And it's kind of more mainstream rock, I would say now, than they were, you know, 10 years ago. But this is definitely the best song on the new album.
It's a great one. Absolute great one. Unfortunately, I only have one track left and it's not Volbeat. So.
Yeah, it definitely did not make my list, but I definitely will give them a listen again, because I didn't like their sound when I first heard them, but the way you guys just talked about it again, I would give them another try and listen again.
You should.
All right, Gomez, track eight.
Again, 80s. We just did an 80s thing too, not too long ago. And here I am, I'm picking a lot of 80s songs, but I went with Billy Idol, Rebel Yell.
Great one.
How can you go wrong with this song? I think it's a great song. It makes you want to drive fast, that's for sure. It makes you want to do some stupid stuff. Billy Idol is just a great artist, and he doesn't get enough credit now, you know what I mean? But it's just a great song, and I definitely love Rebel Yell for this one.
Did not make my list, but let me tell you, one of the coolest moments I've had this year was when my daughter came up to me, and she's like, hey, Dad, she's 12, mind you. Hey, Dad, who's Billy Idol? And I'm like, how'd you hear about that? She goes, he's guesting on Miley Cyrus's new album, and I like the song. And then she put it on, and I said, this song is absolutely fantastic. And we went back and listened to the whole album together, and I bought it that day. I was so blown away with how awesome the new Miley Cyrus album is, and the song Nightcrawling that she does with Billy Idol is just incredible.
That whole record is fantastic.
Yeah, and I'm not ashamed to admit it. It's a great pop rock album. It's just fun.
I don't know if you know about this, but Miley's working on a new album right now. It's a complete cover album.
I've heard that it's all Metallica, correct?
It's all Metallica.
Really? Yeah. That I would actually kind of would listen to, too.
I'm looking forward to that. I think she's one of the most underrated musical artists that's out right now. I think that she went through, you got to remember with these people like Justin Bieber and Miley Cyrus, these people grew up in front of our eyes.
Yeah.
So look at all the stupid shit that we did, that we just pray to God that people lost a disposable camera when we were hanging out. You know what I mean? Like, I have stupid pictures, but like, they grew up in the public eye, and they've put out some Justin Bieber's last record is a killer record.
I have not heard that one.
I love it. And Miley's was my favorite album last year. It was just it was off the charts good.
It was the first album that my daughter and I completely agreed on musically. Like, so to me, the album's always going to mean something to me, because we kind of bonded over it, and I love it.
That's a good thing. My daughter's not gotten to the Miley Cyrus albums yet, but I know she'll probably get there soon. And the best part is that she was listening to Trolls World Tour, and she was screaming on the top of her lungs, Barracuda and Crazy Train. And when I let her hear the original, she goes, "Oh, I love it even more now, Daddy." And just hear her rocking it out a little bit and hear her screaming, "Here I am, rock." Even she sings, "Here I am, rock you like a hurricane," like to the T perfectly. It's amazing, man. And just hearing her rocking out now as a 4-year-old is unreal.
Well, put on some Miley Cyrus. She'll like it.
I'll get there one day, but not right now. And I'm not afraid to admit that.
So we're up to track 9. That was my Gaslight Anthems 45. Sean, we're up to you.
This is my basic bitch section of my list. And because I actually said the word in it too, I'm going with Buck Cherry's Crazy Bitch.
Oh, the ultimate strip club song.
Well, you kind of get a vibe here, people. You kind of get a vibe. A band that I will never see live again, I will tell you that.
Really?
I saw them last year. They did 6 cover songs, and they have a catalog of hits, and they decided to do 6 cover songs.
Really?
Number 1. Number 2, Buck Cherry's fans have not aged well. Let's just put it that way. A lot of lunch lady arms. That's all I'm going to say. A lot of lunch lady arms. Maybe invest in a size up in the Harley Davidson tank top, ladies. Okay. That's all I'm going to say. But again, it's a great song. It was a toss up between this and Lit Up, but I think this is more of a driving song than Lit Up is. And it's a fun rock song, because we've all known some crazy bitches.
Yes, we have.
Amen. Unfortunately, that's not my track 10. I love the tune, though. I get it. It's going to always be a strip club or whatever anthem, but it's just a great hard rock tune.
Exactly.
I mean, born and bred out of the AC/DC mindset. It's just a fun rock song. It doesn't have to, you don't have to explain it. It's there. It does its part, and it does it well.
I agree.
Those two songs are good. But you're right. Crazy Bitch does make a driving list a lot better, but it did not make mine.
All right, then. What's your track 9?
So my track 9, I went with Phil Collins in the Air Tonight. And I'll tell you, it's just one of those songs. I could go in the car, have the windows down on a nice cool night, just drive up the highway just for nothing and just listen to this song over and over again. And I remember hearing this song for the very first time in the 80s. And of course, I'm going to bring up an old TV show, Miami Vice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say that's where I fell in love with that show, with Knight Rider. And I'll tell you, to this day, I'll still watch, if I see it, episodes of Miami Vice, because it just brings back nostalgia right there. Seeing all the stuff from the 80s. I am definitely an 80s kid, but this song will never grow old. And it's one of my favorite songs.
You're going to drop the movie reference that everyone already knows or not?
What do you mean? Miami Vice?
The movie reference that this song is from. Because you're the movie guy, so you should be dropping.
You know what? I didn't want to drop movies on this one as much.
Okay. The Hangover. Mike Tyson.
I know. But the thing is, here's the thing. With this one, it was about road trips. As much as I am the movie guy and the video game guy, but to be honest with you, I wanted to keep this one a little bit more.
Okay. All right.
Together, you know what I mean?
Well, yes. I'm not gonna negate on my cover songs. Nonpoint does.
Yeah, I was gonna bring up Nonpoint just to jump one over it, but you're to beam it.
And that was in the remake movie of Miami Vice, which I actually haven't seen. So
it was not the greatest.
Haven't seen it.
Don't bother. Save your money.
Sean?
Yeah, not again, it's a great drum song. You know, it's got the great drum fill in the middle of it, which everybody in the world can do. Let me just put it this way. I said to myself before I did this, I said, self, which one of these two mooks is going to put freaking Highway to Hell by AC/DC on this list?
Nope.
And we're only one song away, and I'm very proud of both of you for not putting that on the list.
Thank you.
Because that's your track 10, huh?
Hell no. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You're next, though, Brian, aren't you?
No, you're up.
Oh, I'm up. Okay.
Yeah, you lead us off. We have no trifectas.
Okay.
So what are the odds on the three of us all picking the same track 10?
No, none. Absolutely none. So my last one, I went with one of my favorite bands, one of my favorite live bands. And this song for me resonates when I see it live, and it carried over into my driving playlist. I went with the Foo Fighters.
Ooh.
And I picked a hit, but not a monster hit. I went with These Days.
Oh, yeah. From Wasting Light.
Right.
Their best album.
No question.
To me, not a bad song on it. It's better than The Color and the Shape. It's just a brilliant friggin' album, start to finish. And that's probably my favorite song on it.
Yeah, it really is one of those. It was a toss up between that and Walk. But yeah, this is one of those songs that just it kills live. You could play it in your car, but like when you see them play this, and I saw him ridiculously play this on a throne for 3.5 hours. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just one of my favorite songs. And it's just, it's another upbeat song for me.
Absolutely love the pick. It is not my track 10, but love, love, love that song. Honestly, if we do a Foo Fighters playlist, that song is in my top 10. I'll just say it now, but Foo Fighters, we're going to be doing that episode as well coming up at some point. We have to.
Man, we have to. Man, we're seeing a lot of...
We're writing a lot of checks here. We better start cashing them soon,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
Gomez, close out. What's your track 10?
So my track 10, I went with R.O.C.K. in the USA, John Mellencamp. One of my favorites from him, and it's just one of those... You can get wild. You can drive fast. You can do whatever the heck you want with this and scream on top of your lungs singing this song. It's just a great song. And it was actually in a movie.
No, you said no movie references.
Well,
I don't want
this one. Well, this one I remember because it was where I heard it the most. It was with Danny DeVito, Renaissance Man.
Oh, yeah.
But it was just one of those songs that you can listen to and you can do whatever the hell you want. It's the best way I could put it.
Great tune. Is not my track 10, but like I had mentioned on our 80s soundtrack episode, it pairs nicely when you cover it with The Romantics, What I Like About You, and John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band's On the Dark Side. So love the song, but I went with something different for mine. Obviously, Sean didn't pick it, but if you want to say anything about Mellencamp.
Yeah, I love John Mellencamp. I go... You know, way back to the Jack and Diane days and blah blah blah. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's actually very funny. It's a video where the guy sings Jack and Diane, but only words that he sings is sucking on a chili dog.
Really, I haven't seen that.
Okay, go on YouTube. Go on YouTube. It's a guy. He starts off by singing, you know, the intro, but then the whole song is just him singing the words sucking on a chili dog. It is ridiculous and it's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
That reminds me of the All-Star video where they just change the lyrics to somebody over and over and over again.
Yep.
I love videos like that.
Oh, it's
just
great. It's a great mashup, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, my track 10 is actually a cover song, and it comes from the early 2000s pop punk craze. This cover was so fantastic, and the original is so fantastic that I never would have expected a cover to be as good, if not even slightly better than the original. And I love both songs equally. But I went with the Ataris, The Boys of Summer. Absolutely love this cover. I love that pop punk scene. I love the Ataris. And this is just one of those songs that I'm hearing the groans already, but I absolutely love this tune.
I don't know. The Ataris are a good band, Brian. But this is one song that should have never been touched.
Not true.
I don't think it was. I didn't like the. I know what
Sean's about to say because it's the other cover that I like. Code 7.
Code 7.
That one's really, really good too.
That song actually came out a lot before the Atari's version, and you know, happened to do a little Vans Warped Tour thing, and then all of a sudden the Atari's got a version of it. I'm not saying that they stole Code 7's song, but Code 7's better.
They did.
It's not a bad cover. Not a bad cover, and that album is a great album too. So Long Astoria?
Yeah.
Great record. Great record, but I don't know. Listen, I'm going to stand by my statement. My playlist was the best out of the three.
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, I know. Everybody's going to run to get that Grace Potter song.
Wait till you hear it.
Yeah.
I know you truly do love Grace Potter. I hear you speak about it frequently.
Dude, I would love to do a Grace Potter episode. Trust me. She's got enough good songs to make more than one playlist.
One song does not make a playlist.
This one I might have to drink a little bit before I agree to that one.
Wait till our Fish episode where every song is 17 minutes long. It's going to be wonderful.
Oh, that is one I will definitely not check out.
Or even Mo, too.
Well, we're at the point of the show where all our playlists are closed, and for only the second time in Playlist Wars history, not a single trifecta. But with when we cast such a wide net like this,
yeah,
probably not expected.
Yeah,
I would agree. The fact that there was even a single crossover is pretty friggin' cool. So, Sean, tip of the hat to you. Why don't you lead off with your track list?
Oh, I deleted it. I have it on my phone and I'm crossing them off as I'm saying them.
So, Brian, why don't you lead off by Sean's track list, because I know you have it written down.
Yes, I do. It's Tiny Tim Tiptoe Through the Tulips. Sean's playlist: track one, the Gaslight Anthems 45, Jimmy Eat World's Big Casino, The Hooters and We Danced, Bruce Springsteen Out in the Street, Dropkick Murphys The Boys Are Back, Iron Maiden Run to the Hills, Spider Bates cover of Black Betty, Volbeat's Die to Live, Buck Cherry's Crazy Bitch, and Foo Fighters These Days. My track list: Tom Petty, Running Down a Dream, Grace Potter, yes, Grace Potter, The Lion, The Beast, The Beat, Blues Travelers, Carolina Blues, Cinderella's Gypsy Road, The Cult, Firewoman, Blackberry Smoke, Best Seat in the House, Sean, Charlie Starr, Make It Happen, Weezer, Surf Wax America, Slash with Miles Kennedy, Drive and Rain, The Gaslight Anthem 45, the one crossover from this episode, and closed it out with The Atari's The Boys of Summer. Gomez?
I went with Poison, Nothing But a Good Time, Eddie Money, Two Tickets to Paradise, Blue Oyster Cult, Don't Fear the Reaper, Dire Straits, Walk of Life, War, Lowrider, Bon Jovi, Wanted Dead or Alive, Guns N' Roses, Paradise City, Billy Idol, Rebel Yell, Phil Collins, In the Air Tonight, and John Mellencamp, R.O.C.K. in the USA.
Honestly, three really good playlists. I don't think there was really any songs that I heard tonight that I would be like, nope, I would not listen to that on the road. So I do like all three. And Sean, why don't you let people know where they can find you and who's your band? And thank you so, so much for coming back and taking that third place winner again, man.
Yeah, okay. the podcast is really cool. It's Who's Your Band. I keep meaning to have Brian on, and I will do that when I have a good guest cancel on me. It's everywhere, you know.
I'll take it.
YouTube has the video, iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, Stitcher, everywhere you can find it. You can find me on Facebook. It's Sean, you know, just look up Sean Morton.
Sean, I can't thank you enough coming on the show for us again. Brian, as usual, thank you for being the co-host of this wonderful little show we got going on. And I got to thank the listeners, too. Just check us out at PlaylistWarsPodcast.com and keep listening. More battles are coming up soon.
You can find Playlist Wars on Facebook and Twitter at Playlist Wars, on Instagram at Playlist Wars Podcast, on email at PlaylistWars@gmail.com or via voicemail at 201-644-6498. That's 201-644-6498. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave a 5-star review and be sure to tell a friend or multiple friends about the show. Until next time, thanks for listening.